And we read in the twice in the second chapter of Luke, after the shepherds had told what they had seen at Bethlehem, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And at the end of that chapter, after the finding of Jesus in the temple, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. This year in the Dominican Order, we celebrate, we rejoice in the gift of the Rosary. And this month of October is a month usually dedicated to the Rosary. Whether Dominic actually received the Rosary as we find in many romantic pictures, I'm not sure. But we are quite sure that Dominic was perhaps the first to introduce the theology of the Rosary. He was preaching against the Catharist heresy, a heresy that said, it is bad to be a human being. As Robert Service said in his little piece of doggerel, had I been the deity's advisor, methinks I might have planned it wiser. And Dominic's work was to preach that when God made humanity, he saw it was very good. It is good to be a human being. If you held the Catharist view, then if it's bad to be a human being, God could not have united himself with humanity, and so they denied the incarnation. If it is bad to be a human being, then there can be no value in human suffering and redemption. If it is bad to be a human being, there can be no hope of eternal life. So the work of the early Dominicans and Franciscans was to preach the incarnation. To no angel did he say, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. It was to a human being. To preach the value of the human suffering, Christ's passion and death. To preach the value of the resurrection, that Christ rose from the dead and we have the promise of eternal life. And this is the pattern of all our preaching, that we preach these great truths, showing how much God loves us, that he gave his own son into the world, and how free we are, that we can go to a funeral of a loved one and put our hand on a coffin and say, I am the resurrection and the life. The Rosary is truly a great way of praying and preaching. And there is also a great prayer in the old custom of actually having beads. Sometimes when we feel prayer is beyond us or we're going through a particular difficulty, just to hold the beads is itself a prayer. And to walk along with maybe our hands in our pocket, just holding those beads and breathing the holy name, Jesus, which means Savior. Some years ago, I was visiting one of our priests who was very old and he was dying. And he said to me in quite a low voice, I want to give you some advice. So I said, fine, thank you very much. Always glad to get a bit of good advice. And he said, have all your prayers said before you get old or sick. Because when you get old or sick, you will never say another prayer. And his whole attitude, his whole demeanor, belied what he said. For there he was, lying in the bed, very weak. He couldn't visit the Blessed Sacrament now, as throughout his life he had been so faithful. His mind was going, he couldn't remember what day it was. And yet, there he was holding his beads. it was as though he was in touch with a great reservoir that he had built up through his life of commitment, of prayer, of mission, of generosity. And I prayed at that moment that when I come to die, I will be as poor and as rich as that man with his beads. And the rosary is at once a complicated prayer, at once a simple prayer. When my father, Lord Mersenning, was dying, he was a great man for saying the rosary, and we said the rosary together on this particular occasion. And I said to him, you know, people don't say the rosary nowadays. It's a boring old prayer, you know, the same old thing over and over again. And he gave me a rather sorrowful look. He said, anyone who finds the rosary a boring prayer is a person who was never really in love. Because if you're really in love, you say the same thing over and over again. And you never get tired saying it. And you know the one that you love never gets tired hearing it. And so the rosary is my pillow talk to God. And we say the rosary not always in honor of Our Lady, not always to Our Lady, but I prefer to say the rosary with Our Lady. Truly our sister, as Paul the Sixth said. And we walk with our sister as she walked with her son. She, the Mother of God, walked with her son. And we know that if we do walk the pilgrim way with Mary, then Jesus in our lives will increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people.